This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden wants allies to see the U.S. as a dependable partner. He's flying to Europe this morning for an 8-day trip that will include a meeting of G7 nations, a NATO summit, a meeting with European Union leaders, and finally, a chat with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Our Julie Walker drills down on all of this.
Biden's trip kicks off in the UK. He hopes to steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. He also believes the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the pandemic and push democracy as the only defense to rising forces of authoritarianism. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The trip, at its core, will advance the fundamental thrust of Joe Biden's foreign policy, to rally the world's democracies to tackle the great challenges of our time.
The 8-day trip ends with President Putin, where Sullivan says Biden will make clear,
if certain kinds of harmful activities continue to occur, there will be responses.
I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is unlikely to meet President Biden's target of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says they'll keep trying.
When goals are set, they're set to be able to stimulate us to get to that goal. If you don't meet the precise goal and you fall short by a few percent, that doesn't mean you stop in your effort to get people vaccinated.
He says it's especially important to be vaccinated now that some potentially dangerous variants are appearing. Couples are racing to the altar now that the COVID restrictions on large gatherings are easing. Some vendors say some of their bookings are being pushed into 2023. Fastly, the company hit by that major outage that caused many of the world's top websites to go offline briefly this week, is blaming the problem on a software bug that was triggered when a customer changed a setting. This is AP News. Now to the Mexican border and the story of a mother and a child reunited. Here's our Ed Donahue.
It was a tearful reunion for a mom who saw a photo of her daughter crossing the Mexican border alone. 6 years ago, Glenda Valdez kissed her toddler Emily goodbye and left Honduras for the United States. Valdez saw an AP photo of Emily trying to cross the border into the U.S. They reunited at the airport in Austin, Texas. Emily is now 9. At the border, she said she was thirsty and didn't have anything to drink. She didn't like it and didn't know where she was going. Once mom saw the picture, she started making calls. Valdez says she now feels complete. Children are typically released with instructions to appear in immigration court, where a judge rules on their asylum claims. Decisions can take years. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow was down 30 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.